You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Invasion of Privacy Podcast. I'm Joe Santagato.
And I'm Kate Wolf.
Today we got a shit ton of people here at this table.
We have the whole Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Mike Cannon.
Hi.
Hello, everybody.
That's Dave. I'm going to introduce everyone.
Yeah. Set the precedent.
Thanks for having me back. Good to be back.
Tim Rothschild.
Jesus, I'm loud as shit.
Here you are loud.
There we go. I'm going to go ahead back up.
Yeah, with that mic, I don't think you have to eat it as much.
Right, so since Tim's back on the show, that means we're going to talk about some crazy shit, obviously.
Yes, sir.
Well, a lot of people have been requesting him to come back to talk about the crazy shit.
Right.
They like the crazy shit, Joe.
I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad, I'm just saying it's crazy shit.
I know, I just feel like we took a break from the robot spiritual talks a little bit.
Yeah.
And now we're diving back
in. I mean, you somehow connect everything back to that.
Yeah, I do.
It's fine. But yeah, today we're going to be talking about fucking aliens, I believe.
Yeah.
Not fucking aliens, just like
that could be
just
all part
aliens.
Of the experience.
Yeah. You could fucking, I mean, if you want. I don't know if they have vaginas or anything, but
they got some kind of hole.
Even if they don't have
yeah. Like, there's got to be a hole.
Even if
my dick's going in it.
Or at least a crease. Something.
Mike will find a way to fuck it.
Goddamn right.
I feel like even if they don't have, even if they're light beings, because some aliens don't have physical vessels, you could still have some like energetic transfer sex.
I think you might have lost a lot of people right there.
Is that from the movie Cocoon? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I haven't seen that in years.
Or Ghostbusters, they had that energy from a sex. Ghost.
Do they? I forgot
that. Yeah,
Dan
Aykroyd gets sucked off by a ghost. Kesha claims she's had sex with a ghost.
I saw that, and I believe her.
I believe she was just masturbating while asleep.
Yeah, maybe she just got really
she's got,
high.
She's got thick fingers.
Yeah.
Oh. Ouch.
She got fucked by a guy. First of all, how you get nailed by something that's like transparent? Or are we talking about ghosts?
I've talked to some people who feel like they've had sexual experiences with ghosts, and I believe them.
There are a lot of reports of people that have had been like waking up with scratch marks or bite marks and things like that, that report during the night that they felt like they were being raped, basically. And there's no evidence of anything there. Sometimes they like it was a dark hooded figure or something like that. I know the last
Careful
episode
with that word, buddy. We were talking,
I don't know, man. It's there when you hear the story a bunch of times. It starts to be a little weird.
No, I've woken up with scratches on my skin, and then I woke up or saw like out there that my cat was covered in blood.
Yeah.
Well, maybe anyway. She was just drunk.
No, in the ass because I fucked it.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Mike Cannon, everybody.
Hey,
we'll have
cats.
You on again, by the way. I feel like.
Oh, am I out? I'll see you guys.
No. I'm saying.
Thanks for your time.
I'm saying I feel like we should give Mike his own episode one day. We'll pick whatever topic you want.
Yeah,
Mike.
Bestiality. There you go.
Ghost sex.
Nailing your cat.
So, first of all, Joe, you do believe in aliens, though. You think they exist.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like anyone who doesn't think that there's aliens is just an asshole.
There's going to be a time where we look back and go, remember when people didn't know, you know, that life was abundant throughout the universe, intelligent life? Remember when people thought that we were the most
advanced
life?
Well, it blows my mind that a lot of people still, they'll be like, oh, you believe in aliens, Kate? Of course you do. And I'm like, how do you not?
People don't believe in gay marriage, and it's literally a tangible thing.
That's how. Yeah. No, but that's, I mean, I feel like it's so ignorant to be like, that's like saying I'm the smartest person on Earth. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, but like, I feel like people think it's ignorant to say that we know for sure they exist, but I feel like I do know for sure they exist, and there have been documented cases of government officials.
There's so much evidence
if you look for it, and there have been cases documented. A lot of people got fired who witnessed things, and Tim, you're here to give us more.
We brought up on
the details.
On the rabbit hole about the elongated skulls, and Mike Cannon quickly shot that down as headboarding, right?
No, I said what it could have been. I didn't say that. I don't believe either way. I'm like the same thing. I can't possibly say what exists or what doesn't. Do I think the potential for fucking other life? Of course I do. Do I think I've had lucid dreams that certainly feel like a tangible experience? Of course I have. Have I tripped on mushrooms and seen fucking aliens? You goddamn right.
That might be a real thing. You saw aliens while on shrooms?
Yeah, several times.
Then you saw aliens.
Maybe.
Getting back to the headboarding thing, they recently found a pregnant mummy with a small child in the belly with full teeth and an elongated skull. So there goes the headboarding theory.
For anybody that didn't know, Dave's referring to a theory of like ancient aliens follows that kind of stuff. Like if you look at ancient Egypt, you find pictures on, you know, actually all over the world of people that look like they have like really long skulls, you know, like, kind of like think cone heads.
Like the cone heads, right? Yeah.
Exactly, documentary. Yeah. And these skulls, you know, the scientists would say that it's because they just wrapped their heads really tight to emulate something or just to do it. I don't know exactly why, but other people say that no, they were actually emulating the extraterrestrials that are here at that time. And I mean, that's what got me started on this path is like the paper trail that Kate was talking about, because I approached it very left-brained. I was like, you know, intuitively, yeah, you know, the 100 billion stars in each galaxy, 100 billion galaxies in just the known universe, and there's probably multiverses. Like, yeah, I don't think that we're the only intelligent life out there, but how do I prove this to myself or others? And it was the paper trail, because in the government kept, you know, between themselves, all the alphabet agencies, they had informants that didn't actually ever think that this information would go public, because this was before Freedom of Information Acts existed, before we were able to file reports and require the government to give us information back, whether it's redacted and crossed out or not. This didn't exist. So they used to speak much more candidly. And there have been books that outlining the whole process of, like, you know, UFOs, you know, memos, like legit top ranking officers, you know, talking to each other about this stuff. And, you know, it can just the government documents alone can paint a whole story of like the government interacting with over 57 extraterrestrial races. And that's like, yeah, where my head just started to explode when I looked into this. But I don't think there's any way you can deny it.
Can I ask a question? What is a tangible way? I keep saying that word. What is a way to gauge intelligence? Like, what does intelligent life mean? Are they overlooking any life that may be stupid or like not yet developed?
Yeah. Right. The things that were just growing on the satellite or
on right, the but
that
space
was
station.
That was like a waste problem, right? That was the krill or whatever the fuck whales eat.
It was
like
alive.
Oh yeah, it was alive. Somehow it found a That's way to alive. Live out
yeah.
there.
Yeah. So it knocked down NASA's statement that nothing can live in space. Well, right. Yes, things can live in space.
Yeah, and what's interesting about it is, you know, intelligent life, you know, mm-hmm. dog's intelligent, but it's not, doesn't have self-consciousness.
Well, their podcast is a fucking cough fest.
Sorry.
So there's all different kinds of it. You know, the kind that I'm interested in is the kind that's, you know, reaching out to us, you know, regarding nuclear weapons. Like, have you heard any of that stuff, Joe? Like the fact that they actually, there's been videotape, there's a lot of it out there of us shooting nuclear weapons, a UFO coming over to it on one angle, shooting a light beam into it, going up to the top, shooting a light beam, going over to the left, shooting a light beam, and then the thing disengages and falls to the ground. This was on CNN, Larry King. That's like, that just gets you warmed up, man.
So they're like, you're not shooting this shit mm-hmm. right now, and it just
A lot of alien contact started happening when we developed nuclear weapons.
Right, the kids found the matches, and now we have to take.
Yeah, the universe was like, listen, if you guys blow up Earth, it affects the entire universe, you assholes.
Well,
so they kind of stepped
cool.
in. Yeah.
I'm but less worried them. About don't ISIS
tell us
now.
Don't tell us what to do on our property. We want to yeah. motherfucking
so,
planet.
We want to learn the hard way.
We're libertarians. Let us fucking deal with it.
Mike's favorite statement, as above, so below. So we're the universal terrorists? Is that what's going on?
It could be.
Potentially.
We're a potential
fucking,
threat.
Or we're the butterfly that flaps his wings and causes a tsunami in Japan.
A tsunami.
Tsunami.
A tsunami.
I visited my brother, I guess, about 6 months ago, and we hadn't really seen each other in a year, and I had gone way off the deep end.
Is this on the physical plane?
On the physical plane.
Okay.
And he's an alien.
And I started talking about aliens. My brother was like, oh, God, we lost her. Like, yeah. Great. And then I went to visit him again 3 months later, and he had bought a book, and I think it's called Government Officials Go on the Record. I might be fucking mm-hmm. that up. And he had totally changed his tune because he read from reliable people who had been fired, most of them, right. after they saw things, where they'd worked for like a nuclear weapon facility or something, mm-hmm. and they witnessed the aliens coming and disengaging the stories, or shutting off the weapons.
The stories go like this: like the dude that has the nuclear warhead in a briefcase, handcuffed to his wrist, walks it from one room to another, loads it up on the thing. They shoot it. They record on film the aliens coming, disengaging the thing. People come into the room dressed all in black, ask for the clip of the movie. They either take the movie or erase the part that has that, tell them to shut the fuck up.
WorldStarHipHop.com.
And then they're out of there. You know, it's like right out of the movie.
Why did they shoot it?
And what you have, why did the ETs do that? Or why did whatever?
Why did we shoot a nuke?
Because we're testing it out. You know?
Oh, okay.
So if they're live.
Yeah, we blew like 1,200 nukes up on this planet, which is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Most in Nevada.
Enough with the nuclear weapons, idiots. I'm talking to everyone.
What a stance.
I just changed the world right there.
Enough already. I was like, watching. All right, fine. She said it.
We're going to start. All right.
All you needed to do was ask. We're going to say it with some authority.
We're going to walk. No nuclear.
I'm seeing posts on Facebook right now. All world nations are getting rid of nukes right now. It's happening.
You're welcome, world.
It's
you're
trending
welcome.
On Twitter.
Katie's Katniss just being shepherded around.
There's a clip of her already. She's like, no more nuclear weapons.
It's going viral. It's a gif now.
Anyway, I watched.
Dave is just shouting any young person word he's ever heard. It's now a gif.
I said gif.
It's one of those JPEGs these kids are all fond of. All right.
Thanks it's for being a
meme.
Here, Mike.
Meme? Sure.
So
is it one of those also?
I was watching The Pyramid Code on Netflix, and the crazy thing is, you know, I guess I kind of knew this before, but it all pieced it together that when you're in school, you learn that pyramids are tombs. That's bullshit.
Right.
They were actually, you guys can talk more about this. Do you know about the whole, like, they were power plants, essentially?
Sure.
Or maybe that plus other things.
Mm-hmm.
And my theory, which they were talking about in the documentary, is that aliens were helping build them. That's how they were made.
It was a power plant. That's why they were the first ones with Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
No.
Fuck off. I was like, wait, that's before Jesus.
First, I would like to say that this subject is near and dear to my heart, because if you explore this one, it unlocks like a lot of other really cool stuff, right? It's kind of like a linchpin for everything from the history that you don't know all the way to extraterrestrials today and religion. It like unlocks all of this stuff. And I was visibly angry with and upset with Kate when she did not know everything that was already on the Pyramid Code. I couldn't help myself. She's like, "You're pissed at me." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm fucking pissed." You know, I was like, "You talk all this enlightenment stuff, and you don't know about the pyramid." So like, it really puts together a story.
When you got done hitting her, you told her about it.
I was washing my knuckles off.
After I beat her to a pulp.
How ridiculous is it that you got mad at me for not knowing that about the
pyramids?
He's
passionate about fucking aliens.
But he was smart. He kept you out of an elevator.
There you go. Too soon. Way too soon. Okay. Jesus Christ.
There was no video.
Dude, when you look at the pyramids, it's like, no, Mike, you've heard it a million times, but it's. Like, think acupuncture points in your body. The world has the same exact acupuncture points. And where these, like, they're called ley lines intersect, that's where you'll find all, like, sacred sites, all the pyramids, like Stonehenge. They seem to be, like, tapping into an energy that's already in the earth, like, that's invisible, you know? And we're, like, while we blow shit up and we use oil and gas to do, like, combustion, they were doing things like falling upwards or expanding their consciousness in such a way that they didn't even have to leave, you know, have to get up in an airplane to fly around. Because they could actually just leave their body and go there, kind of stuff. That's what really interests me. So
Jesus.
Moving forward,
I didn't realize that was the end of your statement. I thought you were taking a dramatic pause.
I could keep going with it. I mean, have you seen the Nazca lines, Joe? Have you ever heard of the Nazca lines?
Yeah.
You know, there's like a monkey there, and then there's just like there's like an ancient astronaut drawing. There's a hummingbird. I'm at the point now where, you know, when I see those things, I don't necessarily think that they had like airplanes or whatever, because these were designed and carved in the rock in order to be seen from above. That's without a doubt. So like when I researched somebody like the Dogon tribe who were able to identify Sirius A. The Sirius is the star that's like the brightest star in the sky.
Sirius B.
They had Sirius A. They said exactly where it was, and then they said that Sirius B was a star made out of, this is hundreds of years ago, was a star made out of the heaviest material in the world. It orbits Sirius A, even though you can't see it. It orbits them every 50 years, and then science just recently found Sirius A, identified Sirius B as a white dwarf star, which is pretty close to the heaviest material, 50.1 years revolving around it. So you think, okay, this is weird. You know, how did they know that? This is pretty much impossible, you know, because science today just found it. When you ask them what happened, they say, oh, the dolphins flew their spaceship down, jumped in the water. They were air breathing, though, so they had to like breathe air while in the water, and they told us all these things. And then if you go to like Timbuktu or another place in Peru, actually, they have the same drawings of the same beings. They say the same exact things, and they're like, you find these things all over the world. Everywhere you find these pyramids, you find the same kind of alien drawings. And it's just like you start to, the history that you thought you knew starts to come undone because these structures tend to be way older than what you think, like 12,000 years ago. And then you start to see that, you know, this whole machine got started right around ancient Egypt of like information suppression, you know, and then here we are today.
So our history books are just fucked.
Yeah, that's why I like the pyramids, because it's you pull on that thread and everything comes undone. It starts to get weird.
Graham Hancock thing where he talks about that, all those cataclysmic events 12,000 years ago, wasn't that just a series of things that kind of shattered what we thought human history had been and how long we've lasted?
Just like
and,
that.
Yeah, and you know, when we've been conscious, when we started being, you know, advanced.
What is this?
I can't speak to it as clearly as Tim can, but it's something I read halfway recently.
I skimmed through, saw the pictures.
Graham Hancock
cranked it to a Faroes.
He's working with this guy Randall Carlson, and he's checking out. He's like, the northern tundra of America used to be completely covered in ice, like up to like a mile and a half thick. So 12,000 years ago, a meteorite came, hit the Earth, shotgunned all over the place, and there's evidence of it elsewhere, but it created the biggest crater in North America. But the reason why we don't have evidence of that is because it was in the ice. But what happened was it created an ice age. It like basically melted the air. Everything was just fucking annihilated, and it took thousands of years for it to like level out and for life to come back. And that's why you find woolly mammoths with frozen, you know, leaves still in their stomach. You know, like these animals were freeze dried. We just found them within like the last decade, like a woolly mammoth, literally frozen with leaves still digesting in its stomach. And we say, how could this be? How is it possible? And it paints a picture of, an ancient cataclysm around 10,000 years ago, just after Atlantis sank because of this. And then it goes into, what caused the whole climate change between Egypt, the Sphinx, and the water erosion. The whole thing comes undone.
Well, you just brought up Atlantis.
Yes.
yes, wow, you brought up Atlantis? That's impressive.
I like Atlantis.
Because I used to think that was like crazy,
my joke.
You know, bullshit stuff. But then there are so many... There are so many underwater cities that we do have evidence of that, once again, just isn't talked about.
Little Mermaid.
Yeah, actually, Graham Hancock did a dive on a city and found, and they videoed it. They filmed the whole thing, and then I believe National Geographic bought it up and bookshelved it.
That was the ancient city off of India.
Yeah, bookshelved.
That was where
they won't air it.
Maybe it was boring.
In the Bhagavad Gita, this is the most psychedelic shit ever. In the Bhagavad Gita, which is like a sacred text of in India, they talk about stories of people raising holographic armies, these things called flying vimanas, which, by the way, they found a pilot controls manual for them in a cave. Basically, these flying airships, and they talk about all these beautiful ancient cities that had high technology that we didn't have today. And if I just read that, I would say, okay, this is just a story. It's a weird coincidence that it seems like we approach this. You know, wow, what great imagination. But then Graham Hancock found the city, found all the things that we're talking about, and found like documents and, you know, like sacred texts. And it's just the whole thing comes unraveled. And you start to sit back and say, you know, what kind of world am I living in? Like, this gets a little weird.
Jesus,
you know?
Christ.
Yeah, I think it sucks that technology is so suppressed. And when you watch Thrive, if you guys haven't watched it, they really talk about, did you watch it?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Sick.
Tim's point when he said Jesus Christ, as if you're like, now you're talking. Yeah. You're about to go down a whole different
I'm a big Jesus
fan. I'm gonna fuck you up today, son.
Were you fired up?
Yeah, and I showed my dad, because that's all he fucking does is just look up, like, he's Tim, but just older and fatter. And he And he was all fired up about it. He's like, you see it? You saw it? I was like, I fucking showed you what it was. And he was asking me if I saw it. I was like, I fucking saw it first.
I love how that movie is waking up people left and right. I mean, it woke me up. It woke Tim up. Everyone we show it to. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. It's got a lot of things.
But it covers a lot of things. They talk about why people have developed ways to have free energy. A bunch of people. And then they either get threatened, their lab gets set on fire, or they're dead.
Yep. Nope, one of them woke up. Bam! Shoot him right in the head.
Yeah, but it feels like nowadays people are waking up and they're not dying quite so frequently, which is a good sign.
Can't stop us all.
Yeah, there's too many.
I mean, there's
right before this studio blows up, I say that. It's like, we got them all in the same room.
Yeah, man, I'm like in trouble hanging out with you people.
Just like,
I'm just trying to like...
Next week we'll talk about...
Do a podcast.
Oh, we have that joke that one day our producer is going to be like, all right, guys, you ready to go? Press record, walk out, come in, we're all gunned down.
There's evidence that, you know, there's been hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of rounds of civilization where there's just been mass extinction, and then it starts over again and again. And there's evidence of underground civilizations that survive these extinctions. So, you know, we have...
I believe that there are underground civilizations
they're finding...
Sounds like you're pretty open, Kate.
they're finding tunnels that have amazing, amazing, complex, you know, underground living, you know, cities practically. And there's evidence that our government is digging in right now, building underground cities under the Denver airport. You know, there's rumors of tunnels from Washington, D.C. across the country. There's truckers that have entered in the Ozarks and said they drove 800 miles underground delivering supplies.
So, other governments are pretty open about admitting it, too. The U.S. doesn't.
Russia has said by this year they're going to have, 5,000 different underground cities built? 5,000.
Wow. No way. That's a that's a terrible number.
Let's look it up.
All right. 5,000.
I will look it up.
How long it takes to build a goddamn city?
They've been building them for decades.
It's for Legos. Decades. This is straight Legos.
Let's talk about crop circles. What do you say?
Oh, I love cities. Crop circles.
Well, so I have
5,000 models. Crop circles.
Crop circles.
It's a guy with a stick and a lot of time. No, I'm kidding.
But he's autistic.
No.
Because he gets all the measurements correct.
Right. So, and the math Mike and Joe, do you guys think that crop circles are alien made? Or no. What are your thoughts?
Nope.
You don't?
No, not one bit.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Well, I couldn't be more serious.
I don't know enough to be like, yeah, no. It's easy for me to go, nah, no shot. But I'm gonna be Kate Wolf on this one and be like, I'm open to...
Oh.
You know,
well,
you're open to anything. If I told you anything, I'm not open to anything. If I told you, like, murdering wasn't that bad, you'd be like, I'm open to it. You know,
it just seems like a silly way to communicate, and the only people that somehow get it are Dave. Like, I mean, you know, that seems like a weird way for aliens if they're so fucking advanced to be hey, we'll draw perfect pictures in the crops in the middle of the country. Who is the least likely?
Well,
to
first
us?
Of all, the first crop circles that were what would you say made weren't from extraterrestrials. Our collective consciousness, our collective conscious, however you'd say it. Made them.
Manifested.
What does that mean?
How was that proven?
It's like our higher selves. How's that proven?
Yeah.
What does that mean, though?
That means a collective thought where either a need or a direct harnessing of energy came together, and somehow that manifested itself into a perfectly drawn mathematical scheme on a crop.
So my soul made the crop circle? Is that what you're saying?
Not yours.
Your soul plus...
This was a while ago.
You know, everyone that we're connected to on Earth. It's like...
Yeah, I don't believe that at all.
So we're all connected. So if you think about, like, all the different cells in your body, how they're connected and you're...
And if you connected all of us, the best we could do is a fucking...
No, the we are
circle in a
we're not only making crop circles, we're also making wars
when we focus
and lots of other things.
When we focus, our consciousness is the greatest landscaper God has ever put on this earth.
I can back Kate up on this because I think
weird it almost sounded like what she said came directly from you.
If you look,
that's not true.
So, no, actually she told me about that, but if you look up cymatics itself, it's just it's the geometry of sound, right? So like you put like sand on a drum or whatever and then vibrate it, certainly you'll see crop circles, you see mandalas, you see like this beautiful geometric structure. So
yeah, those are cool videos on YouTube actually that you can look at.
So that's so
if
somehow
you're bored and drunk,
so somehow this is translated to that, like somehow our collective consciousness,
there's similarities
is running through the veins, the ley lines that these sacred sites sights are on, hits a vortex and creates that. I'm just exploring it. I don't know how, I can see how in theory how it's possible.
With understanding crop circles, there's, you can believe what you want to believe, or you can look at the evidence. You can look at the physical evidence of what's happening with crop circles. There's a crop circle called the Geel-Bolton crop circle. It's made up of like 850 circles. It was created at the in the middle of the night in a rainstorm, where there wasn't a single muddy footprint or anywhere around. I think it's 800 feet across. It's only nighttime there, and it's not even a dark night because for 4 hours a night. And they woke up in the morning, and there it was, and it was a perfect toroidal spiral. And there's no way on the ground; it's on rolling hills. So no matter where you stand in it, you can't see more than half of the crop circle. And even some of the circles were ovals because they were on the apex of a hill, and only from the air do they look like circles.
Similar vortex to the same kind of result that you get when you take iron filings, you throw them in the pyramid, you leave, come back a couple hours later, they'll be in a perfect spiral because that pyramid is designed geometrically, structurally, in such a way as to like create this like healing, spiraling energy. That's why it's like used for the power station expansion of consciousness,
that
all
I have
those
no
things.
Problem with, but yeah. Why would they choose to cut grass?
When they say they, you know,
or anything,
they're interacting with
itself in
that's
crops.
Not the only way though that they interact. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you believe in channels, but there's aliens, extraterrestrials.
So,
but there are different races.
No,
there are different
thing
races.
Seems like a more weirdly enough logical way to communicate, because if it's a direct, even, you know, lucid dreaming, whatever kind of consciousness on a different level. That seems more, you know.
Not everyone's open to the channel. They're not empty enough. So these geometric structures actually unlock parts of your consciousness. It's a language, a universal language like math,
yeah,
or whatever that not everybody understands. But if you see these structures, it's supposedly unlocking you and subtly waking up the collective. So it's like.
They're also putting out messages that when we're ready to understand them, then we'll understand them. You know, like if they started talking in our heads, you'd just end up in the insane asylum. I'm hearing voices in my head. There's aliens talking to me and they're telling me these great messages.
People do go insane,
yeah,
that
and people,
way.
People go insane. And
they do.
And there is I believe there's a non-interference. They're supposed to let us have our free will. So they are subtly giving us messages for us to decode and to figure out. I mean, there's amazing messages in the crop circles.
I know Mike's on board. He's laughing. I know he's on board.
I'm laughing at Kate.
He's
going,
laughing at
people
me.
People do go insane from hearing voices in their head.
But I mean, like, some people who go down.
Just plant your flag in the sand.
So I'll back you up too, Kate. In India, they have a legit system set up for people to tap into too much spiritual energy, right? If they unlock their consciousness too fast, get what's called a Kundalini awakening, they will do cartwheels for 2 years.
You have to plateau sometimes.
If you did that in the Western
it.
World, you get put away. In the Eastern world, they put you in a, they lie you down, they tell you everything's okay. You weren't, your physical vessel was not ready for that fucking jack of God energy.
If
like
you
I'm
wake up
you,
too quickly.
I'm not disagreeing with
then
it.
You spot,
I was
you can
laughing
spiral.
At what you said.
Okay. But yeah, with the, so you know how right now we communicate with language, very linear.
And body language.
Mm.
True. Yeah.
And sometimes
but like,
people put off energy.
Well, that's well. Some I mean, always. You're always. So if you're really in tune, you can tell what kind of energy someone's giving you. So if you walk, if you're at a party and like a really creepy dude, this is a lot for girls. If a creepy dude walks in, we can feel it. We're just like your
guys
body.
Can,
just,
feel,
can
yeah,
you
we
feel,
feel
it too?
Definitely. Yeah.
Your
we
body
him
almost
right
like
away.
It like hisses.
We notice somebody that has to maybe
I have a
taken
mirror.
Out. We can see affliction shirts.
So yeah, we're. anyway, but like some, I feel like the next way we'd be able to communicate would be through concepts almost and geometric shapes. Like we'd be able to send, you know, I could send to you almost what it looks like in a crop circle, like some
yeah.
sacred
no,
geometry
I'm,
thing.
I'm not off board with this, as Tim said. The first time I tripped, or not the first time, but the most profound time that I did mushrooms was the time that I rethought about God, because I grew up religious, shut myself down because everyone died and everybody got a divorce, and then then did mushrooms and woke myself up. But I realized that I was maybe taught something that was too one-directional, then, you know, instead of God, my might be an undefinable energy source that isn't a fucking lifeguard that gives a shit about how we use our holes or what we talk to each other like.
Totally.
So, you know, and could be this vast, just abstract energy guiding things along without much judgment. The way I found this out was I was in the Hamptons on mushrooms, and I was on the third floor sun deck of this house that we rented. 18 of us, don't go crazy. And I was looking at the stars, and they started electrical gridding in
constellations,
yeah,
right?
not in constellations, in pretty amazing shapes that I had seen in the stethoscope. Is that what those things are called when you look through and they make those fucking weird
kaleidoscope.
That's
kaleidoscope.
Stethoscope is how you gauge your heart, right?
Yeah,
one of those. So so I'm seeing all these shit, and I'm like, what the fuck was that? And then I had looked into it, and it's odd that those kind of shapes come up automatically, and they're almost a consistent experience for people on psychedelics. Yeah. So it's obviously, it doesn't seem like it's just like, whoa, you're tripping and you're seeing wild shit, bro, if everybody is sharing a similar experience. Do you know what I mean? So there's something to those shapes regardless. So, you know, what that is, I don't know.
Those consistencies are exactly what, you know, people like Dave and I look for all day long when we're doing our researching. You know, because I don't know what's true or what's not. I find consistencies and I explore those and I'm like, okay, looks like there's something to it. I mean, going back to the government documents, there's thousands of these outlining the same kind of stuff. You know, I think it's fair to say that there's a UFO phenomenon going on.
Also, with the crop circles, there are some man-made ones, and you can pretty much tell because the man-made ones...
Those are the ones that show up on the mainstream media.
And, right. Yeah,
I've seen shows on, like, crop circles, and, like, my dad's big on crop circles. He's read books and, like, looked it all up, so this is the only reason why I know the little that I know about it.
Yeah.
But I remember he was telling me something like, if you have, like, a radio or some shit, like, there's, like, a different frequency within the crop circles.
Yeah, you go
circles,
in the crop circle, all the electronics sometimes fail in the crop circles. There's also little microspheres of iron that you find in there, and also the plants aren't broken. They're
bent.
Brittle plants. They're grown sideways, and if you try to straighten them out, they snap. And if you take the seeds from the grain in the crop circle, it grows, like, four times faster than the stuff outside the crop circles. There's so many anomalies.
With the man-made ones, though, that's not the case.
It's not the
man-made
base,
ones,
crushed,
they don't have that.
Just rolled down with a guy with sticks and boards, Doug and Dave.
The plants are broken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was the story to make everyone believe, you know, they publicized it. Every newspaper around the world carried the story about Doug and Dave, guys with sticks and ropes on the way home from the bar, and that's, everyone's dismissed it. But the crop circles are amazing. Not only are the shapes, but the locations where they are in the relationship to the things around them, they have all sorts of messages. There's one from, talking about aliens even more, it was, we sent a message, the SETI program sent a message into space, with digital code, and basically it showed us, here's our base 10 counting system, and teaches them how to put it together. It draws a picture. It says, all right, we look like this. We're on the third planet from the sun, and boom, boom, boom. And it has our DNA and everything in it. And then, was it 17 years later, a crop circle came down with the same picture. But then when they looked at it, they're like, oh, wait, it's slightly different, you know? And they saw that their planet has 21 billion people on it. They live on the third, fourth, and fifth planet from their star. And I actually believe that's our solar system, that they're talking that these are aliens that live in our solar system. That's a whole nother thing.
Well, you're talking probably a different dimension
kind of thing. Their heads are bigger. They're partly silicon-based.
I actually saw that.
Yeah, and then in the field was a portrait. And it was done with, like, lines instead of, big swiping, folded over crops. And then this weird other thing showed up.
Who was the portrait of?
It was, we're not sure. Barack it was either
Obama.
Them. It was either them or us.
Mona Lisa.
And then there was this weird thing. They couldn't figure out what it was, but it was in a field right near a radio telescope. And on the bottom of our message was the radio telescope that the picture of the radio telescope that we transmitted the message with. And on the bottom of theirs was this weird thing. And then there was a giant portrait of it or picture of it in the crop. And they're like, this is what they transmitted their message was. It was amazing. If anybody, you know, that's hearing this sounds interesting, on YouTube, there's a video called Crop Circles Hyperspace Getaways Feature Film. It's an hour and 16 minute getaways.
It's
hyperspace gateways.
It's the horn.
Yeah.
Crop circles, hyperspace gateways, feature film. It's an hour and 16 minutes long, and it will change the way you think about crop circles.
Awesome.
They also have moving just to transition, they have videos on YouTube of orbs flying around crop circles, actually creating them. The same kind of orbs that people see in pictures that they take, or that, you know, people claim that these, like Kate, you were mentioning the frequencies thing and the souls that don't need vessels, like the light beings. Supposedly, you know, the way we see them, you know, because we only see, what, 3% of the light spectrum. The way we see them is in an orb form. So that's a cool thing to look at. I don't know if it's true or not.
There's one really amazing film, and if you really look into it, you'll see that people went out and debunked it, but the debunking is complete horseshit. The real story behind it, I don't want to get into it because it's too long of a story, but they just changed who filmed it. I mean, it was done at a time where the guy was using actual film, videotape, and there was no way to edit it. And that's not true.
I took class in analog film editing.
He filmed it and then went into a pub with it the same day. I mean, there was no way to do it back then. I mean, if it was, it was an incredible, incredible hoax. But the guy that they said did it wasn't the guy that actually went into the bar. It's a real legit film. I've done a lot of research on it.
Let's talk more about the whole light beings and what that even means in terms of existing on another dimension.
We are light beings. We're just lowered our vibration to live in this third dimensional world. We live on photons.
Yeah, if you look at some of
the only way we could find vagina, though, is to live on the concrete universe. Yeah, we did it for the nookie.
We did it for
so you could take the cookie.
I was waiting for it. Jesus Christ.
I listened to that song the other day at work. I was like, fuck it. I'll put on the biscuit.
That light pussy, it's just too light. Yeah. You know, right? Give me some solid pussy.
Yeah.
Right.
You need some suction.
That pussy. Yeah.
Yeah. Pussy. Yeah.
Totally.
Says the girl who chases her boyfriend around spreading it out.
I love vagina. I'm not going to lie. I'm a big fan of vagina, big fan of penis.
In the simplest terms, I'm going to ask the questions that, you know, the assholes of the world will ask. The fuck is a light being?
I can answer that.
Go ahead, Tim.
If you look into the sacred sites, you'll find that they actually are like maps for, you know, understanding the structure of reality, right? So you'll find this geometric shape that you also find in crop circles called the flower of life. And in this geometric shape, you have basically everything that ever is, was, and will be in the universe. You can somehow translate it into this thing. It's actually a really beautiful, you know, image. You find it in all
the
sacred
sites. It's on Dave's shirt, actually, if you want to look at it. But keep going.
And what it says is that it shows you that we're living in, and string theory is getting there, science is approaching this right now. It shows that we're living actually in like keys on a piano. Right, there's like 13 different keys in an octave or whatever. I'm not saying it right, but you know how, like, you know, you got do, re, mi, fa, so, all the way down, whatever the fuck
it
is.
Off.
Each one of those, I don't remember any of it. Each one of those has a specific vibration,
right?
And as you get through one whole octave, then you go to a new octave. So translate that to what we're doing here in this physical body is we're living on one octave. But we had, there's other beings that are on other octaves that we can't see unless we raise our vibration up to that octave. And we can only do that by basically living in love. When you're in love, that's why when you're like tripping on psychedelics, mushrooms, MDMA, the reason why you see the things you see is because you're unlocking higher dimensions, which are actually always here. They're all here. We just consciously reside in a denser octave.
And how do you
heavy meditation usually is like the way, like you find yogis spend their whole life going into caves, like away from everybody to gain mastery over their mind and their bodies to do things that you wouldn't think are possible.
But even somebody like Graham Hancock says that's not proven yet. Like that's a possibility of the effects of drugs.
He strongly believes that this is what it is. And he writes fiction stories now to describe this because he says, sometimes my extraordinary beliefs need extraordinary stories to tell them. You know, like he firmly believes it. It's just very tough to explain it to somebody. How do you explain a mushroom trip to somebody that hasn't done it?
Of course. Yeah. And you shouldn't be able to even comment on its merits if you haven't done mushrooms. But it's one of those things where it could be, it's one of two outcomes. It could be that thing where it peels back the reality and you see what's always been there, or it could be something that manipulates your current reality and makes you feel profound understanding because it brings you into something else. I think it could be one of the other.
Yeah.
There are times when I've been on mushrooms and I'm like, wow, yeah, all of this seems to be here. The last time we did it, when I had the most visual trip of my life and I actually taught myself how to trip better in the middle of it, was literally watching a skin form over the ceiling, and I got good enough where where I made that skin come down three dimensional, and it looked as though it was like netting and kind of weird fabric of time shit. And I'm seeing stuff in there, and the symbols, I actually looked them up afterwards, and they were kind of important in terms of my life.
Holy shit.
But, you know, again, it's abstract.
A skin?
Yeah, like it was like this weird.
Did it
like,
turn into a vagina?
I wish. It would have been a much more profound trip. But you ever see the best I can think of, Avatar? You know how everything is kind of like a shimmery blue purple type of thing? So it was like a translucent, almost reptilian, oddly enough, with conspiracy, but skin that went across the entire ceiling flatly. And I was able to relax my eyes and or my mind enough to the point where it would then come down three-directional. Yep. I couldn't really physically manipulate it, but I could kind of manipulate it with my eyes, and it looked as though it was netting.
Yep.
I saw that really intense fucking female structure in the fucking sky that I told you about. There was cats, alligators, the whole goddamn nine.
That's fucking insane. That's crazy.
And it's
Joe's never done shrooms.
Yeah, no.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, dude,
let's do an episode on mushrooms. Let's do it right now. Oh, that's weird because I put some in your coffee.
So the reason why I think that the mushrooms do unlock a higher consciousness or LSD or any psychedelics is because, you know, Kate's going to start it, and I'm in a school that teaches you how to do this sober, basically. And what the major part, the first few years of the program, literally all they focus on is deprogramming you from the way you think reality should be, because you learned the way reality should be in order to survive, right? Like, you have to know that your eyes are for seeing, your ears are for hearing in order to function in this society. But then they teach you there's a point where you actually hit that it doesn't serve you as much as deprogramming yourself now and opening yourself up to like an absolute reality. So they say, okay, there's the matrix, what you learn to do to survive, right? That's that. And then you take psychedelics and you're like, holy crap, you know, maybe this is a little bit more relative than I thought, you know, Einstein theory of relativity. And then there's actually what the people who master this say is, then you move past that. We've got this unique opportunity as a human being. A dog doesn't, because a dog never becomes self-conscious, but we have the unique ability from being self-conscious to move past that and enter the absolute real reality, you know, become a real magician, somebody who peels back the illusion rather than doing like street tricks on the street.
Dogs become insecure. That's a fact. I locked eyes with a dog taking a shit, and it just like immediately I feel weird.
If a Radiolab covered that, they said that they're faking it.
Really?
Yes. They're manipulating you. Yep.
Sons of bitches.
So I've just proved Jesus.
Side note, by the way.
No big deal.
Side note, by the way. I don't know about you guys, but if I'm walking down the street and I see a dog taking a shit, I gotta watch.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's like, it's not appealing, but it's just like, I just gotta see this.
I'm watching for the pickup, because if that shit doesn't happen on my block, I'm fucking curb stomping somebody.
Dude, I just watch it just for the sake of watching a dog take a shit. It's the weirdest. But I don't know if I'm alone.
I don't know if I'm alone.
I will say,
I think you are.
I'm not in.
Watching,
I don't
a dog,
sit there and watch the whole thing, but I'm like, I'm definitely fucking looking.
You flip from beginning to the end. The one thing I will say, watching a dog shit with their like back hunched, and it makes me realize that the majority of people having sex look no better than when a dog shits.
Right.
Like, it's that awkward and uncomfortable.
That's just because you just filmed yourself.
Yeah. No, I look good, but my body is pretty awful. But like, aside from that, I look all right. My stroke is decent.
Very decent stroke. Yeah. Not that I would know. I've seen the tapes.
You've only seen the self ones.
Oh, by the way, someone told me that I should start doing jerk off videos because I can make good money like that.
Yeah.
Dude, if you were
one of your another
fans?
Side note,
how do you do that?
What? Do you just jerk off?
Dave's like,
who buys it? Gay guys or do women buy it?
Well, no, that's the thing. All, they were like, both people would buy it just because.
No, this is what
I'm
you,
like. I know
who buys don't porn. Couldn't you just find anything you want?
Let me be his porn manager right now, because these
he's trying
are
to tell
steering
me.
You down.
No, don't do that. Like, I was considering.
What you got to do is sign up for a webcam account, right? Charge some Bitcoin for watching you, and then you get people to tell you what they want you to do, and then you tease a little bit, and you keep it going. You're like, I need a few more Bitcoins, and then they give you a few more. Finally, you pay off with your fucking dirty dick just wagging in the air.
I mean, if I ever fall off, that's what I'm going to start doing. Honestly.
It's not bad.
I love that Joe thought you were about to say don't do it. He wasn't saying don't. He was telling you how.
No, I knew absolutely where Mike was going with
this. And you can film teaser videos on your current YouTube channel. The only part that sucks is I'm sure you have a lot of underage viewers that think you're very sexy. They would not translate over to that.
It's totally fine. They got to grow up one day.
That's true. We're here for fucking brand loyalty.
So we went from aliens to crop circles to jerk off videos.
I'm going to get so many emails now. To my jerk off video. Please tell Joe to do it.
I'm right there with you, ladies. If you need me, I'm at I Am Mike Cannon. You and me can make this happen and get Joe to do some goddamn tug videos.
What I had wanted to say before the dog shit comment was when I did my past life hypnosis regression thing.
Fix your voice. What's going on?
She's ascending.
Yeah.
Anyway, when I was under and my higher self was coming through, I could feel alien light beings holding my hands. Like, I definitely felt my hands being squeezed by light beings. And I'm not sure exactly how to describe that. The woman who was doing it said that because they're always with me. But in the moment when I was under hypnosis, I became like, it would be like a meditative state. So mm-hmm. my body became less dense, or I was aware of it being less dense.
I think when it comes down to it, if you look at all the stories from every ancient tradition to unlocking the ancient sites to like the documents that aren't the general public isn't allowed to see. If you see the literally the only civilization that is knocking all this stuff down is like the Western world, which is just dropping bombs on everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I think that points to some crazy shit. And the reason why
seven countries right now,
countries in
it's
6 years.
The only collective that's actually like shooting all of this down is the same one that is just eating itself alive. I think it's like, you know, and so when you look at it that way, then I look it over. I'm like, okay, look, maybe my logical mind doesn't say that any of this should work in the reality that I was programmed into. But I look at it and God damn, it's magical, man. I want dolphins jumping out of ships into my lake and teaching me about star systems that are really far away. I want like an alien teaching me how to vibrate stone to turn it into a putty and levitate it because they work in harmony with the universe rather than, you know, stealing somebody's gasoline and exploding it and trying not to burn my dick off. Like there's a whole another world available to you, and that's why we started Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
Is J-Lo in this other magical world? Because I'll be down.
It's all inclusive. The other world.
You'll
is
get
all
J-Lo.
Inclusive.
Well, you'll get J-Lo as a mermaid. J-Lo as a fairy.
But as a mermaid, she has no holes.
Are you sure?
Mouth, except a mouth.
Have you ever been with a mermaid?
Right.
That's not true.
Mermaids have vaginas.
Joe watched a mermaid shitting in the ocean the other day.
Vaginas, don't they?
Yeah, they're very small though.
Oh, okay.
What fuck is going on this side of the table?
Anyway.
I'm doing my best to just base consciousness this entire episode.
I know. Why are you doing that?
Because it's so much fun.
Welcome to our lives.
Yeah.
I know, and the thing is, I know he's on board, too. Like,
by the way, Mike and I have been friends for like 4 years. And
well,
when you and I...
word.
Fuck off. And when we have conversations, just me and him, and you're in like a lighter mood, you go into this shit. Like
yeah,
you
I'm
believe
into
in
it. Yeah, but I like trolling you guys because it's fun, and it's also it's necessary to provide some sort of objective thing because you know, it's all well and good to say there's this other world out there where you can believe in fucking dolphins and ships, and it's like, yeah, you can believe in a lot of things. Doesn't necessarily mean it's real.
But
right, you
think...
fucking believe in everything.
No, that's not true.
Yes, you do.
That's not true.
Joe, let's get her. Let's start our own podcast.
That's not true at all. I want
Tugboat.com.
Is that what we're going with?
That's where we're going.
I won't lump all of us, but I don't just watch a spiritual video and go, yes, yes, yes. Like the stuff I believe has resonated with me, and I watch different, like I get it from different sources and they overlap. And so it's not just like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think of something I don't believe in, and I'll get back to you when I can.
Oh, that's
a tough
like
question.
Dave.
Dave's been working on that for over a year now. he's on Kurt Metzger's podcast the other day. They come out with it. The same question he's asked all the time. Well, Dave, is there anything you don't believe in? He looks like, over at me in the crowd.
Like,
I'm like, Dave, you haven't thought of one thing.
I thought of one on the show, the kid that got shit dumped on
it
him.
It is a tricky question because we're not thinking often about the things we don't believe.
That's the thing. I don't think of the things I'm not believe, but tons of things. And there are a lot of spiritual people out there who
but
are.
Isn't that an important contrast to your own thought? Like, don't you want to not drink your own Kool-Aid? Like, eventually you want
to
think
you get
in
to
opposing
your beliefs.
View of your own.
You get to your beliefs by eliminating the other things in the process. So when you ask
I guess,
now,
but when
like,
you eliminate those things.
I don't think there's a wolf in this room right now.
Sure,
you know what
but
I mean?
When you
that
eliminate those
sense.
Things, that usually means, like, you know, you kind of see similarities in something that you might half-read and then just chuck it aside.
I don't half-read anything.
But some people do. And even if you're not half reading it, even if you're fully immersed in it, it means that your brain could just discount it without you even recognizing. So what
twice,
I'm just saying,
usually.
I think it's important to have a contrasting viewpoint within yourself that is a checks and balances system and not just somebody who's like, well, that sounds aligned with the past thoughts
but
that
look,
I've had.
So when I went with Tim to a potluck of the mystery school that he's in that I'll be going to. And
well, when just I wanted first to make sure he wasn't sleeping with all those 50-year-old women.
And when I sat down, they started doing some things that I definitely was like, what the fuck's going on? Like, do you know what I mean? I wasn't just like drinking the Kool-Aid. Like, I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? I don't know how I feel about this.
She made me question what I was doing.
Yeah, like I was like, is this a cult? And the guy who started the whole thing sat down with us and I asked him, I go, how do I know this isn't a cult? You know, so like I definitely,
and unlike Dave, he had a prepared answer for the question he's most fucking normally asked.
Anyway, so, you know, I definitely check myself and sometimes I'm like, wait, am I a crazy person? But there, a lot of my experiences just show me, including the time I did shrooms, that I'm not a crazy person. And I do only take in the things that feel real to me. And there are tons of, I won't mention any names, but there have been some spiritual people I've encountered since becoming spiritual that I'm like, oh, yeah, that no, I don't. What you're saying sounds.
Who do you mean?
Off. There have been a bunch.
OK.
And
Joe.
Yeah, so I don't just take in everything. And I certainly don't believe every conspiracy, you know, for me. Right. I'm not a big conspiracy theorist myself. I do think a lot
independent
of...
independent researcher.
That's fine. I think a lot of the independent research I've encountered, some I totally am like, yeah, that was... fuck, that's weird. Something's off there. Some I'm like, oh, maybe
name,
not.
Name one that you believe in.
No, I'm not getting... in. We can have you on, Dave, for another show for that. We won't get into it.
All right.
But, because we can't just
check
like,
out deep inside the rabbit hole.
You believe in conspiracy of alien cover-up, alien suppression. They call it the ET truth embargo.
Yeah, yeah.
There's an entire disclosure movement that started with like hundreds of high-ranking officers in every alphabet agency under the sun, and they're all saying we want to go under oath and do it. They even had a citizens hearing down at the National Press Box down the street from the White House last year, where they had five ex-congressmen, one ex-senator sit down and do a week's filled with basically testimonials from these guys. At the end of the at the end of all the meetings, which a DVD is coming out soon to show it to you, but Dave and I were following it live streaming, they said it's not about UFOs in the sky anymore, it's about lies on the ground. And that's, you know, those are pretty
the name of one of our episodes.
Yes, because I like it's one of those the examples that gets the people thinking, hey, like, wow, this stuff is happening all around me, and you know, why am I not getting this information without actively seeking it? So I like that example.
They're preparing that DVD and sending it FedEx to every congressman and senator in a whole package. So when that happens, I'm sure there'll be another false flag terror attack to distract us from what the result is.
Fappening. Does this send your 13-year-old fans fucking running for the hills? Are they like, we're all going to die?
That's what I'm gonna get.
After this, I'm going to fuck.
Fuck it. Taking all the money out of my bank account, spending it tonight.
We get a lot of emails loving this stuff. Like some, I redirect a lot of them to Liberty Men, because a lot of them become Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole fans. Actually,
the ones that are
interested in it.
That's so nice.
Because I'm like, oh, if you're interested in this shit, you should check out this podcast because you guys talk about this stuff all the time. But
what was that podcast again?
A lot of people
Deep
have been
Inside the Rabbit Hole.
We're doing a lot of
New York
Labs.
A lot of promotion today. A lot of promotion.
All right. Well, thank you guys for all coming on today.
Watch the Weed News every Thursday on Stand Up New York Labs. It's a delightful show, and we talk about pot if you're into that sort of thing.
And where can they follow you on Twitter?
At I am Mike Cannon, like I said earlier. And if you want to get joestugboat.com off the ground, just send us some money via Joe's PayPal.
We're going to make a Kickstarter.
Yeah.
And we need your donations.
And I think we can really make that happen. It's going to be a big seller.
It's going to be a big seller.
If anybody wants to ask questions like in person, face to face, I do this thing called Talk Center America. Go to YouTube/TalkCenterAmerica or TalkCenterAmerica.com. And it's going to be a weekly show. I don't know when the date is for the next episode. It'll be the third one. But basically, I go on and bring an expert on, and I can, you know, like Minority Report style, move around the screens and just get a big conversation going. And it's a lot of fun.
It's so call-in television.
Yeah, call-in TV. It's very cool.
When you said Minority the show's Report, called... I thought you were going to lock up immigrants for pot charges.
Yeah, the show like, is called well, The Lantern. Okay, we're going there.
The Lantern.
Dave?
You can tweet at me at my rabbit's hole, only because that's
Wait
all that was available. That's all that was available. There was no variation on Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole, so at my rabbit's hole. And if you want to see some hard-hitting conspiracies, check out my Facebook page, Exposing the Big Three, T-H-R-E-E, Exposing the Big Three. Mind-blowing stuff there.
And my Twitter is at my dog's asshole as well.
Joe's Tugboat, I thought.
Oh,
at Joe's Tugboat.
There we go.
And my mic's broken.
Okay, you can follow Joe. Joe, what's your Twitter? At Joe Santagato.
Yeah, that's it.
And you can follow me at the Kate Wolf, and you can email us at invasionofprivacypodcast@gmail.com. Thank you guys. Bye.
Look up Phoenix Lights.